Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right. Do you know who Gary Suter is? Have you NBA player Gary Suter?
No. I think of NHL.
Yeah. Gary Suter played in the NBA for the Cleveland Cavaliers, 1970 and 71. Okay. This story comes to us via Jeff Ruff's bathroom.
To be fair,
that's where I do my award-winning show.
I would say most of our stuff comes from our bathrooms.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what depths of Twitter you were on when you found this, but here is an excerpt from a newspaper.
I think it was a Rex Chapman retweet.
Okay, in 1971. Gary Suter lasted only 30 games in the team's very first season, but left his mark. He used to bug coach Bill Fitch so much to put him in games that Fitch at last relented and decided to start him one night. Come tip-off time, though, Suter was nowhere to be found near the huddle at the bench. An assistant coach was dispatched to the locker room, thinking Suter had locked himself in, which apparently had happened a couple of times previously. He found Suter instead at the concession stand, wolfing down a hot dog and throwing back a beer, in uniform, just minutes before the tip.
And then what happened?
Funny you should ask. Bill Fitch used to get phone calls from Suter, who cleverly disguised his voice and identified himself as a loyal Cavalier fan, demanding that Gary Suter get more playing time. At the middle of the season, the Cavs released Suter, but he still kept coming to practices and games. He just stands at it. He eventually gave up on this and told Fitch he would leave, but needed $450 for a plane fare back to Texas for him and his wife. "What wife?" exclaimed Fitch, who knew Suter to be single. The next day, Fitch recalls, he shows up with this 5'2", 200-pound woman he must have dragged off the street. "This is my wife," Suter told him. "We gave him the money," Fitch said. Not only did he Costanza it.
Wow!
He went, "I need money for me and my wife to get home." "What wife?" "Found one." "Here she is."
You know, I often wonder how easy it would be 50, 60, 80, 100 years ago to get away with crimes.
Yeah. Well, and in this,
and my God,
in the spirit of a true infomercial, but wait, there's more.
Yeah. I went up and that was just from the tweet that Russ sent. So I did some digging on old Gary Suter.
Okay.
Would you care to guess how he died?
I'm going to go ahead and say, like a Wild West standoff.
Close. He was murdered due to an outstanding gambling debt. Okay.
There we go.
A year before his murder, Suter was robbed for $2,500 in a diamond ring by a business owner. The business owner and Suter had been playing craps, and after Suter had won $2,500, the business owner brandished a pistol and shot at Suter. Okay, he was robbed. His death in October 23rd, 1982. Suter was murdered near Rio Rancho, New Mexico, as he allegedly owed money. An outstanding gambling debt over a dice game. The heated argument, Gary Hoxie shot Suter in the hand, chest, and head with close range with a .357 Magnum.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That sounds like you start with the hand, then the chest, then the head.
Suter was known to be a gambler, often hustling pool halls around New Mexico and Texas. He was a fairly good pool player, and you could find him at pool halls during the day and then of the 3x6 bar tables at night. Suter began his gambling issues inside the University of New Mexico Student Union building. The breaking point of Suter being kicked out of the University of New Mexico while he was a basketball player there was because he was caught playing pool wearing the football coach's Letterman's jacket, which he stole.
Good God! How is this not a Netflix show?
No, wait. There's more!
Yeah, I think I smell a 30 for 30 coming.
Good God!
All right. In 1980, so 2 years before his death, Suter was arrested before his murder. Suter was arrested over a $175 shoplifting accusation. Because of the overcrowding at the local jails in Albuquerque, Suter was incarcerated at the Penitentiary of New Mexico. After 8 days of incarceration, a riot took place, one of the most violent prison riots in U.S. history. Suter was beaten with a metal pipe by other inmates who were intoxicated off of prison wine.
There you go.
Suter suffered lacerations, contusions, and fractures. He claimed his leg was permanently impaired. He ended up suing the state and winning.
Oh, my God.
Wild. Just wild. I think one of my favorite parts of
this dude was a wild card.
Is how it was Bill Fitch involved as the head coach, too. Who, if memory serves correctly, at one point was both the, I think, both the winningest and the losingest coach of all time at one point.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. While at New Mexico, he was also accused by teammates of being a hoarder.
Of?
He'd collect pizza boxes, Beatles vinyls, Mad magazines.
Why the pizza boxes?
I don't know, man. I don't know. He ended up leaving the University of New Mexico and going to Midwestern State. And the reason
that sounds like a made-up school.
Oh, just wait. Suter hitchhiked from New Mexico to Wichita Falls, Texas, and called Midwestern State's coach Dennis VanZant asking for a tryout.
Did he get it?
He made the team and made the NBA. He went to the NBA after getting kicked out of New Mexico for being a hoarder and running off his roommates, stealing the football coach's Letterman's jacket, and going and gambling in the student union and hustling people at the pool tables of the student union.
Oh my God.
And the best part is, I thought just the first tweet that I sent was wild, and then you uncovered all the rest of it.
I
had no idea it was just the tip
of
the iceberg.
I'm almost speechless. Like this.
If you wrote this, people would be like, that's
too much.
Yeah.
This is insane.
Yeah. He was the ultimate. This guy is the ultimate wild card.
Yeah.
The Gary Suter, everybody. Gary Suter.
My wife.
He had scholarship offers from Kentucky, Kansas State, Texas Western, which was really good back then.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona State, Idaho State, Brigham Young, I don't think he would have done well at BYU. New Mexico State, Texas Tech, University of Washington, Pepperdine, and the University of New Mexico, where Coach Bob King called him one of the best freshman prospects he had ever seen. There you go, everybody.
Quick math.
Gary Suter.
The $450 was worth about $3,500 today.
All right.
So it's still kind of on the nose for plane fare.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Right? Yeah. I literally just booked Summer League last night, so you're not wrong.
And this is also, he was a 6'9" center. That's what the NBA used to be.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. Well, yeah, 6'9" in the 70s. Yeah, that man's a monster. Also, that's got to be an intimidating guy to gamble against, right? Yeah. You're not used to seeing 6 foot nine anywhere, especially in New Mexico. Rio Rancho's in northern Albuquerque.
Well, that's why the one guy that robbed him didn't try just, you know, scaring with physical force. That's why he had
strikes
the gun.
The gun.
Yeah.
This is a Netflix show waiting to happen.
I don't know how it hasn't been already.
Absolutely unhinged.
All right. We've got a few notable spring games going on this week.
Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. The text line. Yeah. Something tells me this guy would have immediately become best friends with Sukanik.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
You're not wrong.
You know what I bet? I bet you they would go, they'd go crabbing in Eastern Oregon together.
Wild card.
With no questions asked.
I bet there's some guys I've met over there that they have that history.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.